it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's rock it one more time. In here to the Wednesday, September 10th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
We appreciate you so much for being with us. We'll pull some sound as the day progresses from Adam Silver. Today, as he just spoke not that long ago at the Board of Governors meeting, I actually have some questions. I mean, I know Kawhi Leonard is the stuff that is first and foremost on everybody's mind, and I completely understand that. I am curious. He said some things about television partners, their concerns about how expensive it is for fans to be able to watch their favorite teams, both in market and out of market. Mm-hmm. And then you've got all of these games, essentially, as you pointed out months ago, there's a primetime game on every night. Have you devalued League Pass in any sort of way? Do we need to make corrections to the way that fans are able to watch their favorite basketball team? And it's terrific because I know those were questions that were levied to him, and I'm figuring at some point he's going to tell you that regional sports networks suck. And that's really what I'm going to look for, because he has not failed to work in regional sports networks suck into any press conference or media availability for about the last 16 to 18 months. So I'm
he can't wait.
No, he absolutely cannot wait. I'm glad you asked, Tim Bontemps. Here's what I'd like to tell
you.
So
let me, because I missed this. Help me out maybe with the context of it.
Yeah.
Is it the TV broadcasters that are raising these questions, owners, or just NBA media?
When you say TV, you mean the partners?
Yeah, because if it was them, I would ask, like, do you already bought the product? Why are we asking questions? Aren't these questions to be asked before the purchase?
So I'm not sure that it's a concern for Amazon, NBC, though I know they were a part of this meeting.
You laid the groundwork. We'll give you two national TV games a night or a week.
I'll read Rachel Nichols' question to you. I'll read a Rachel Nichols tweet to you and see if we can dig up the full Adam Silver context here. Adam Silver was asked about the rising cost to watch a season of NBA games as a fan of a particular team, considering all of the games are on either cable or a streaming service. So I right there glean the question as watching on Amazon, Peacock, and then having something that provides you ESPN, ABC, and all of that. She finishes. He said that there are a bunch of games that will go on free broadcast TV, and that fans can also consume the league in other ways besides watching games. Noting
Twitter.
Noting that the NBA is a highlight league. All right, Adam, I'm not sure that's the route you wanted to go. Let me read this one more time. Adam Silver was asked about the rising cost to watch a season of NBA games as a fan of a particular team, considering all of the games are on either cable or streaming services. He said that there are a bunch of games that will go on free, broadcast TV, and that fans can also consume the league in other ways besides watching games, noting that the NBA is a highlight league.
Talking about worldwide WAP.
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights-based sport, you know. So, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times, for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there. YouTube, by another example, that is advertising-based, that consumers can consume. There's a huge.
It's so. Here's what I take from that and what he's saying.
Okay, good, because I missed.
It's not. It actually doesn't answer her question necessarily. He's kind of skating around her question a little bit. But I believe and I understand what he's saying. You can follow the league without subscribing to any of this stuff. They got highlights moments after things happen around the league, Worldwide WAB, House of Highlights, Bleacher Report, all this other stuff. Like you, if cost is your concern, and once again, I kind of disagree, and I think he kind of skirted her question a little bit. But if cost is your concern, you can do nothing but follow all the free content and be up to date on the league.
Why wouldn't you want fans watching your games, though? Why do you want to make that more difficult?
That part. Anyone?
Well,
I don't get why.
The games, and this is general terms, like the games are only for people who can afford it then, and everyone else who can't. Yeah, go catch us on TikTok.
Like flexing, you can, and this is one thing we have constantly praised the NBA for, and I think rightfully so, and this is a frustration, or has been a frustration, with Major League Baseball. They gatekeep their highlights, and, you know, House of MLB highlights doesn't exist, and they don't want it to exist, and they don't allow it to exist, and they've gatekept that, and it's been difficult for younger fans who do rely on TikTok, who do rely on Instagram, you know, whether right or wrong, as a primary form of entertainment, or even, scary enough, news consumption. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we've praised the NBA for is that they've allowed that to happen, but they've allowed that as part of a way to follow the league. Mm-hmm. To say that there's a free way to watch the league in addition to all of these other services does come across like what Jesse just said. No, if you want to watch the games, maybe you need to make a little bit more money. Maybe you need to be higher up in the tax bracket. And to me, that's insulting.
Understandably so.
And again, maybe we're misunderstanding what Adam is saying there, or what point he's trying to convey, but hearing it versus reading it, it sure sounds like breakdown of what Adam's saying is correct.
I also think that in a roundabout way, and I don't mean to defend him, I'm also trying to make sense of what he said. But the way they embrace social media aspects and their highlights and all this other stuff, without saying it, I think he embraces the dark market.
He might have just said it.
Yeah. I think Adam Silver looks at it as, any way you can consume our product, we ain't going to stop you. Or we're not going to make a big fuss about it. And whether that is by paying for it, whether that's by Twitter and YouTube and Instagram, or whether that's by Stream East. Yeah. However you want to consume
it. Just told myself.
There are, well, it's not, is it not in existence anymore, Jesse?
Allegedly.
That's a smart answer, Jesse.
I thought I was going with the defunct.
There's been many times where it's been gone. Things have been gone, but I don't know.
A defunct source, but I think that's, I think he's a believer in that. I think he's a believer in that. And, you know, without saying as much, it's like there's a number of different ways to consume the product. Also, it could also have been a situation where if you're worried about paying more, like for more services, then if you don't want to do that, there's still ways that you can consume the league. What I put the emphasis on more for was because if you're already paying ESPN, Peacock, you were already doing that last year because you wanted to watch the game. Mm-hmm. Now you're worried about, oh, now I got to pay for Amazon Prime too. Mm-hmm. You don't have to if you don't want to. There's other ways to consume it. You can still stay on your regular plan that you were doing. Once again, I honestly think he skirted a question because he didn't answer the question. He said, how do you watch your favorite team? Your favorite team isn't always on.
Well, as it's getting more expensive, right, to
your,
watch.
Your favorite team isn't always on Worldwide Wob's timeline. Mm-hmm. They're not always on House of Highlights.
Well, so some of our favorite team is never on.
Yeah.
And if they are, it's probably bad news.
So he didn't address that. Yeah. Like I said, I think he skirted the question in all honesty. But he tried to shift it into other ways that you can consume the league as a whole.
They have so many things they need to fix. I still don't understand the 3-day moratorium on local games on League Pass.
That
like,
is awful.
I started to think last year, what do I even have this service for? Hmm. Like, we have another service that we can use. I think you're still scared to use it, but we have it to use.
I'm locked out.
Oh, are you again?
Well, I never tried. I never got.
Oh,
the
you
new
never
info.
Tried to get back in. Okay, I'll give it to you. Well, we have another service that we use to where, if the Kings are playing and say Anthony Edwards goes for 60 in a game that we didn't have the ability to pay attention to, it's easier to go back to that service to watch. But more times than not, we both like to, you know, we're watching the game kind of in a certain state, you know, on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock or, God forbid, 8 o'clock.
I can't wait.
And we're watching these games, and it's like, okay, have some thoughts, share them with each other, get in the group text, do all of this different stuff. And then we run it back the next morning. But we have to run it back through, like, some DVR service, right, on YouTube Live or whatever, or YouTube TV, excuse me, because I can't go to my NBA app and go to the Kings game and watch it on League Pass because I have to wait 3 goddamn days.
That's
for
crazy.
It. And it's like, there's so many holes in this League Pass thing where it's like, it's not even worth it. Like, get rid of it. There's no point in doing this anymore. And I'll be really anxious to see what those League Pass numbers are this season, and if they drop, what is the league/owner's reaction to that? Because I assume that's a league-wide split.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think, as I just think about potential reasons why they do it the way they do, and this could be something, like you said, Adam Silver is always looking for a way to crap on the regional TV deals, that he's actually just playing it cool right now. If you could get League Pass and get the games immediately when they're finished, kind of like how the NFL does it, like, mm-hmm, I can get the NFL... Mm-hmm. Minutes after the game's over.
Yep.
Why would I need cable?
Wouldn't.
So as long as he may not like it, but as long as he's still working with them, he has to find a way to kind of protect them.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Which, boy, I didn't think of that. It's probably why he doesn't want to work with them anymore.
Yeah.
This is probably why he's like, hey, yeah, we need to get out of this business. I'm sick of this crap. Yeah, didn't think of that. That's a good call. That's a good call. I found an interesting quote from Adam Silver in 2019 following the Timberwolves situation. Of course, Adam was asked today about the Kawhi Leonard stuff, and we brought some of that to you with the insiders, and we'll bring that more to you here as we roll along. He had some interesting things to say today, for sure. I read this quote this morning, made note of it, saved it, wanted to go back to it here during the show. this from 2019, this Adam Silver following the situation involving the Minnesota Timberwolves that we have all become re-familiar with in the last week or so. Quote, certainly if we had an incident along those same lines, we have the same tools available to us. I think that was such a bright line violation, and at the time, the league office responded very forcefully. Again, I think the environment, I'd say, has changed in certain ways. Having been involved with the league for a long time, I know there's been some people out there saying things have gotten much worse. I don't necessarily think things are worse than they were in the old days. I think there's a lot more transparency around the league. There's a lot more attention. I can only say I think that would be enormously risky behavior. It was back then, and if there were to be a similar fact pattern, we would respond in a very similar way. He's talking about the incident involving Minnesota, which I think took place in 2000, 2001, something like that. He was asked about that in 2019, and that was his quote. I think there's a couple of really important points there. One of them, quote, I know there's been some people out there saying things have gotten much worse. Quote, it was back then, and if there were to be a similar fact pattern, we would respond in a very similar way. Similar fact pattern is going to be really interesting to determine what Adam Silver means. Because as we have noted repeatedly, at least to this point, through all of Pablo's reporting, the follow-up reporting by, I think it was the Boston Sports Journal, and then the reporting yesterday from the Toronto Star, excuse me, there is no documented evidence. Documented evidence. There was documented evidence back with the Minnesota Timberwolves situation. Similar fact pattern. We would respond in a similar way.
Fact.
Could this be considered a similar fact pattern? Kenny shakes his head. I think the answer is no. And so I think Adam Silver set himself up today for that. As Adam said, he would, again, the biggest takeaway, at least for me, I think for all of us, I don't know why I'm speaking for you. You're sitting across from me. The biggest takeaway for me was, as a matter of fundamental fairness, I would be reluctant to act if there was only an appearance of impropriety.
Right.
Appearance. Can I change that word? Circumstantial.
Yeah.
And that's what I think we're looking at. That's a full minute and 39 second quote from Adam Silver. I'm gonna bring up for you right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, man. I just feel like he's laying the groundwork to, not saying he won't do anything at all, because if there is factual evidence that on writing that Pablo Torre has, or anybody comes up with, he'll act accordingly. But I feel like he's laying the groundwork for, unless you have that, unless you got emails or video or wiretaps or something like that, I'm not going to do nothing.
That was the bat signal to Pablo. Keep working, dog.
Yeah.
Got to keep working, man. We're not there yet.
And he say, she say, not going to get it done.
Yeah, here's Adam Silver.
Number one, the burden is on the league. If we're going to discipline a team, an owner, a player, or in any of the constituent members of the league, I think as with any process that requires a fundamental sense of fairness, the burden should be on the party that is, in essence, bringing those charges. And then in terms of your specific question about circumstantial evidence, I was only quasi-joking with someone earlier that, you know, when people talk about a smoking gun, that's obviously circumstantial. It means the gun is still smoking. It must have recently fired. I'd say in the case of the league, we and our investigators look at the totality of the evidence. So I think whether mere appearance, like just by the way those words read, I think as a matter of fundamental fairness, I would be reluctant to act if there was sort of a mere appearance of impropriety. I think that the goal of a full investigation is to find out if there really was impropriety, because also in a public-facing sport, again, the public at times reaches conclusions that later turn out to be completely false. And so I would want anybody else in situation Mr. Bomber is in now, or Kawhi Leonard for that matter, to be treated the same way I would want to be treated if people were making allegations against me. So the answer is, we're not a court of law at the end of the day either, that we have broad authority to look at all information and to weigh it accordingly.
Get ready to deal with it, everybody. He's not good. I don't. They better find something. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. And I don't know who's going to be upset. Like, there's no reason for me to be upset.
Right, I'm not tripping.
There's no reason for Kings fans to be upset. There's no reason for Laker fans to be upset. There's no reason to be upset about it.
Right.
However, it didn't cost me any money. I don't know that the other owners in the league will feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And Adam's job in this situation might be, I said he has to have a sit down. I feel like you've got two choices. The one we've already talked about extensively. Mm-hmm. You have a sit down and a one-on-one with Steve Ballmer. Alternatively, you sit down and you have a one on the 29 other people, and you have a conversation with those other owners and explain to them why you most likely haven't done anything in this regard.
And I think those things are happening as we speak, or happened this morning.
There you go.
Like, because I think, to your point, I don't mean to be so flippant about it, but like, yeah, I don't care if the Clippers get punished or not. Like,
yeah, I truly don't. It's a hell of a story.
Yeah, it's a great story. Like, this is, it's super
scandalous. This is Olivia Pope at her finest right here.
It's super intriguing, super interesting, but that's where it stops for me. Like, if he says we're not going to do anything with the Clippers, I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, I don't really care. But to your point, if I'm Vivek Ranadive, if I'm James Dolan, if I'm Joe Lacob, yeah, you got to explain this one to me. We got to figure this out. Like, how you came to this conclusion, and more importantly, how are you going to make me feel better about everything that just potentially went down?
Yeah.
And like we said, those conversations may have already happened.
A couple.
Maybe happening as this next couple of days go on.
A couple of really good messages here in the chatty house over, these are all YouTube messages. Let's start with, and this is probably going to require a lengthier conversation. Toronto would disagree. No, you're 100% right. I think all of the teams would disagree.
Mm-hmm. Can I pause real quick with Toronto? Toronto, you disagree with what? Because you, allegedly, were willing to participate in illegal activities as well. He just got more money than you.
Or did he really want the Maple Leafs?
Maybe. But I'm going back to when the first day the guy said he had $15 million lined up for Kawhi. Mm-hmm. And he went and got 28. Mm-hmm. You were, don't talk to me, Toronto. Mm-hmm. You were about to do the same illegal stuff. He's just got more money than you.
Peyton's asking, or Brother Peyton says, why are we assuming guilt? Why would we be talking punishment? Sweetie. First of all, Peyton, you're cute. Second of all,
Peyton Ballmer over here.
What world do you live in where we collectively assume innocence? We've said this repeatedly. We've said this since the start of the story. Conversations will always be had through the prism of presumption of guilt. Mm. We can preach innocence until proven guilty all we want to. It's a fun little tagline. I don't even know where it lives, but it's a cute little tagline that's non-existent. Mm. Guilt is a presumption of an allegation 9.5 times out of 10. That's why we were doing this. And I think we've been pretty clear. We're always going to work with the assumption of guilt in these conversations, because if we work with the assumption of innocence, there's nothing to discuss. Right. Guilt, there's a rabbit hole there. And this leads to what Tyler said. I said, as a Kings fan, maybe you don't like, I don't care. How's it affect me? Tyler says, well, here's where I disagree. I'm going to learn to talk. I'm not having a stroke. I'm fine. Perfectly healthy. I disagree. It puts the Kings at a disadvantage compared to a Bomber team. Tyler might be on to something. We'll discuss that. We'll also talk about your San Francisco Giants.
Come on, man. Well, do you have the game on right now?
Absolutely not. I swear to God, I'm playing on this one.
Put it on.
I need to check what's going on.
I don't have it. Come look. I don't have it on.
There's some funny business going on in San Francisco right now.
Reverse the curse.
Well, we'll talk and check in, I guess. I guess it can't get any worse if we check in. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.